This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
FM, where the fun never ends.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, your radio refreshment, blowing away the myths and revealing the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
And hello, and how are you? And welcome to this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. Hello, I'm your happy host, Ron Edwards. Glad to be back with you again as we, the American people, have another American get-together, and we discuss the issues of the day, and not just problems, but also solutions to what continues to plague our great republic. One of the wonderful attributes about our great nation, the United States of America, is that though we face many huge problems and have done so throughout our history, we've always come out on top once we decided to get busy and do things the right way. Doesn't matter whether it was the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the First World War, the Second World War, you name it. We can claim victory over it when we decide to do the right thing. And we must do the right thing concerning the corona China virus, concerning our economy, concerning how we deal with China, the Middle East situation. We've got, a hefty load to lift, but we are fully capable of it. We have a great president in Donald John Trump, and I'm very, very confident that he shall be reelected. And that all's going to be good. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to share this with you right now, that we're going to win up to 30 seats in the House. How are we going to do that? Well, here's the thing. As the truth continues to roll out, and we talk about economic issues, we talk about how the corona China virus has been dealt with in especially Democrat-controlled states like New York, in other places throughout this great republic, and we see the end results of it. The liveliest, greatest city in the whole world, New York City, has been in shutdown. Right now, it's as quiet as a mouse, except when you have these knuckle-draggers that are out there wreaking havoc in the streets. They've got the streets to themselves. Why? Because businesses are forced to close. And by the end of this year, businesses like restaurants are not allowed to open in New York City. 62% of the 20,000 restaurants on the island of Manhattan alone will be shut down permanently. Now, if I were mayor of that city, I would be very, very, very afraid and ashamed to have such a possibility to occur under my watch because of my policies. But then again, I am not the blah blah. I am not Cuomo, who is ruining the entire state of New York on purpose. These two are working together to ruin the great state of New York and the great city of New York as well. It's on purpose, folks, the same purpose that is carried out by Democrats nationally. Why do you think that they want mail-in voting? Why do you think that they don't want to concentrate on the truth when it comes to the issues? Why do you think that every time Biden is capable of putting together a couple of thoughts and he runs his mouth, I watched his interview today. Nothing but one lie after another. The closest thing to the truth during that entire charade was only a slight variation from the truth. Other than that, it's just out and out, just total fabrications on every single issue. If you have the chance, it's out and about on the internet. You can look at the interview and you will see that that's all they have to run on. I mean, seriously, I would respect them if they would just come out and say, well, you know something, we want to totally ruin the United States and take away all of your rights. Well, by the way, concerning our rights, are you fully aware? I'm sure many of you are. That the United States is already run under the entire Communist Manifesto. All of the main points, all 10 main planks, we are already under them. Government school system, graduated income tax, property taxes, the attacks on religion, particularly Christian. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Go look up the Communist Manifesto. Don't just depend upon me. And then look at the policies that have been enacted and that we are suffering under in this country. And I say suffering, and that's a relative term. Because at the same time, we still are blessed with relative liberty. We can still go here and there and well, wait a minute. No, we can't. See? The shutdowns. I mean, they just get us coming and going. But that's why they're going to be losing more of their grip. And they know it. According to Rasmussen, Trump's approval rating is now 52%. 52%. In my humble opinion, though that is the best it has been, I believe, since he's been in office, I think, in my opinion, it should be no less than 70%. Not because I think that he's just a great guy, which he is, but because when you look at what this man has accomplished with very little help from Congress, sure, every once in a while, one of the great talking heads like Jim Jordan or, depending on which side of the bed he got out of, Larry Graham, he comes up, not Larry Graham, but Senator Graham pops up and says something right. You know, they all have their turn. They all take their turn, don't they? Minority Leader McCarthy pops up and says something great, but they don't come out in unison in one force. You notice that? Only the Democrats do that. And so Mitch McConnell, he's in a big battle for his seat, but he has a 5% lead on his opponent in Kentucky. And I watched the interview with his opponent today. She's talking about how we've got to get him out of there because he's been in office so long. Well, guess what? He's been in office a shorter time than Biden. Mitch McConnell has been in office for 37 years. Biden has been in office for 47 years and has done much less and has a much worse record than McConnell, whose record is not exactly sterling, in my opinion. He has good moments, but Biden doesn't have any good moments. The only good thing about Joe Biden through the years is he's cracked me up because he sounds funny and his funny gaffes. That's about it. You know, the economy, great economic news. Great economic news today. We find that the unemployment rate is now below 9%. Whereas 3 months ago, I know this was wishful thinking. There were many, I mean many folks, so-called experts, they were saying we were going to be reporting no less than 14 to 15% unemployment at this time, at this particular juncture. Well, guess what? It's now below 9%. How do you like them apples? And this is with an increase of people looking for work. So normally, when you have a dramatic increase of people looking for work, there's an uptick in the number of unemployment. But it's decreased. And they thought at the very best it would be about 9.8%, just barely under 10%. But, you know, this is good stuff considering – actually, this is stupendous. When you consider the fact – that you have states like Michigan, major states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, California, Oregon, Washington, and a few others, all shut down. Varying degrees of shutdown. And New York City alone, 10% of our gross domestic product in that city, shut down. No impact whatsoever on the growth that we're experiencing in this economy. That, can you imagine what would happen if, let's just dream for a minute. Let's just pretend like we're in elementary school. We have pretend. Well, let's have pretend time, and let's just pretend that all of a sudden Cuomo and the blah blah, Newsom, all these people, these Democrats woke up. Whitmer, the witch of the Wicked Witch of Lansing, Michigan, they all woke up and said, you know what, we're going to allow businesses to open up freely. And at the same time, they lowered their taxes. Could you imagine? And in Pennsylvania, that wealthy state, that commonwealth, could you imagine the amount of growth that would happen now, the pent-up demand? You see, things have to open up and people have to be convinced that it's time to get out. See, the more Americans stay shut in, the longer it will take for this Corona China virus to die away. When you shut things down, yes, it seems to go down because it's going down and it's going away in your shut up environment. And then you go out and then it goes up again. Because there's not a herd immunal buildup. You've got to have a herd immunal buildup against this thing. I mean, just common sense, easy stuff. Anyone can figure this out. But you have blockheads like these leftist pigs that are running these cities and states into the ground on purpose because they think the people are so stupid that they'll forget it is they who are screwing up the economy and will blame Trump and put Biden in the White House? Are you kidding me? Ain't gonna happen. Not gonna happen. Not under my watch. No way, Jose. Well, something good is coming. After the break, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and guess what? I'm Ron Edwards.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, men. Time to be an all-star caregiver. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Be there emotionally and physically. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Late Nighters, make sure you check us out on all our social media pages. You can find them at the very bottom of the website under our supporters. And make sure you suggest us to one friend and, well, ask that friend to do the same. And you become the resistance.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
And we are back. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. The enemy tried to make us disappear for about 20 seconds, but we're back, never to leave you, because we are here together as Americans. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience, by the way. And thank you so much for joining me, and you can join in the conversation. It's 985-218-0185. That is the Ron Edwards American Experience Hotline, and you can join us in this conversation. Well, I believe we have got our guest on the line. Well, okay. We thought we were going to have our guest, Gary Benford. He's a talk show host, extraordinaire. And so, well, anyway, life goes on, doesn't it? Sometimes people get busy, and they get caught up in their own lives, and there it is. But that's okay. Well, despite the good economic news, we had a bit of a warning from Larry Kudlow. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow warns the economy is not yet out of the woods, but expects a banner year for jobs next year because the U.S. economic recovery is self-sustaining. And the reason why it is, and I can explain it, the dramatic reduction in regulations, unbelievable. And also the dramatic lowering of taxes, and especially the corporate tax rate reductions. That locks in the ability for the economy to grow and start breathing again and growing. And so that it's that simple, folks. When you are less encumbered, you're able to function. Now, Larry Kudlow did admit that, as I would, we still have too many people unemployed, even though the numbers have improved way ahead of expectations. If you remember Kudlow, who worked as Reagan's budget deputy, I director between 1981 and 1985 and did a wonderful job with the Reagan administration. Non-farm payrolls increased by 1.37 million, including the hiring of 238,000 temporary census workers, according to a Labor Department report. The unemployment rate fell by more than expected, by almost 2 percentage points to 8.4%. And he admits we have a lot more work to do, and prayerfully that the Democrats will allow us to get the work done. Now, I'll be honest with you, Democrats and rhinos like Rick Snyder, many of you all around the country don't know who he is or remember him because he's such a forgettable fellow. He's a former governor of Michigan. He has joined the other rhinos like John Kasich, former governor of Ohio, and Mr. Brill Cream out in Utah. That senator, I won't even say his name. He's not even worthy of mentioning. They're all coming out against the Trumpster. Why? Because of his personality. They think he's a bully. Isn't that something? They call him a bully. Yet because of the actions of Mr. Trump. Well, here's the thing. Yes, Trump has stood up against China. Trump has stood up against the World Health Organization. Trump has stood up against the United Nations, not as strongly as I think he should, but he has done so. So here it is, my friends. They want America to grab its ankles and allow China, Canada, Mexico, the world to screw the United States. This is what all of those globalist pigs have been setting the United States up for. See, because they don't like you and I. They don't like the American people. See, it is you and I and the huge middle class of America and God Almighty are the only thing standing in the way of a globalist pig takeover via the United Nations and other elements around the world. And China. And see, we are not, the founding fathers did not set up the United States of America to be the sacrificial lamb for the world. Didn't do that. So, my friends, we had better thank God for a president like Donald Trump. You never, in these types of historic events, whether it was during the Second World War where you had men like George Patton, could you imagine if you saw the movie about George Patton, or if you've read about him, which is even better, could you imagine a man like George Patton today? They would have probably just hung themselves because in his presence. He was a really gruff individual, but he got the job done. When you are in wartime, when you are standing up against the literal destruction of your nation, whether it's through war, like with George Patton, or political means, which Trump is standing up against. I mean, think about it. Trump is dealing with the globalist pigs that have infiltrated our military, that have infiltrated every aspect of our government. Globalist pigs that are running cities. That's why that's why their friends, their cohorts of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, that's why they allow them to burn cities, rape people, American citizens that voted for them, by the way. And what nerve that wimpish Americanus apologeticus mayor of Portland, Oregon. What a guy. What a wimp. He allows these dogs to bark all over the place, right? To ruin his city. And he thinks because he got out there and kissed their backsides, okay? He thought because he locked lips on their backsides, he thought that they were going to turn around and make nice with him. Well, guess what? As my wife likes to say, Satan eats his own. The snake eats its own. And that's what's happening here. They don't respect him. See, there's one thing I learned a long time ago in the streets of Cleveland. If they come after you, gang members, you take on the leader. You say, hey, look, you, me, mano a mano, boom, 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 boom. And however it turns out, guess what? Even if you lose, if you fight hard enough, that gang will leave you alone because out of respect, they respect somebody that stands up to them. That doesn't kiss their backside. And even if it doesn't end there, at least you have their respect. But these guys don't even respect mayors like the one over Portland, Oregon. I don't even respect him enough to say his name. So, you know, we the people, no matter where you are, whatever your metron is, do not be afraid to stand for the truth. Do not be afraid to show your patriotism. Do not be afraid to stand up for what is right. Because the more cowardice and the more we allow the other side to have their way, the more they take and the less we will have on our side, and the more difficult it will be to fight when we decide to fight. The longer you take to fight against an enemy, the more difficult it becomes because they've locked in to that habit. They've locked in and they zeroed in. And if you're locked in and zeroed in on locking your lips on their backside, that's all you become capable of doing. And that's what Romney and all the other globalists, the Bush family, all of them, and definitely all of the Democrats, every one of them. There's not a good Democrat amongst any of them. There's not a good one alive. And I'll leave it at that. The Pentagon. Guess what, my friends? The Pentagon has ordered the military's independent newspaper, Stars and Stripes, to cease publication at the end of the month, despite congressional efforts to continue funding the century-old publication. The order to halt publication by September 30th and dissolve the organization by the end of January follows the Pentagon's move earlier this year to cut the $15.5 million in funding for the paper from the Defense Department budget. And it is a reflection of the Trump administration's broader animosity for the media and members of the press. Members of Congress have objected to the defunding move for months, and senators sent a letter to Defense Secretary Mark Esper this week, urging him to reinstate the money. The letter, signed by 15 senators, including Republicans and Democrats, which means it's probably not a good publication, also warns Esper that the department is legally prohibited from canceling a budget program while a temporary continuing resolution to fund the federal government is in effect. Stars and Stripes is an essential part of our nation's freedom of the press that serves the very population charged with defending that freedom, the senator said in a letter. Here we go, Senator Lindsey Graham. And a separate letter to Esper in late August also voiced opposition to the move. Well, it's probably a good move if he's against it. So anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. They say that the racial gap in jobless rates continues to widen to a near 6-year high. The gap in unemployment rates between blacks and whites in the United States continues to expand. Well, it's in my opinion, it's not just racial. I think it also comes down to living standards and other things. People in a nation like this have to start taking more responsibility for themselves. The gap in unemployment rates between blacks and whites in the United States widened for the fourth straight month in August, and the spread between the races is now the largest in nearly 6 years. The jobless rate for blacks dropped by 1.6 percentage points to 13% in August from 14.6% in July, so it has decreased slightly, while the rate for whites dropped at a faster rate of 1.9 percentage points to 7.3% from 9.2% a month earlier. Now, rather than focusing on the gap, my opinion is that we should focus on reinvigorating the economy and reinvigorating the concept of equal opportunity, especially in these cities where larger black populations live, and also make it easier for people, because not everyone wants to work a 9-to-5 or an overnight shift. Many people want to open their own businesses. And if some of these cities would back the hell off with their regulations, and which would allow more businesses to open, guess what would happen? More people would open businesses, and as businesses grow, they hire people. See, every business in existence was once a very tiny enterprise, whether it was Microsoft, Ford Motor Company, Sherwin-Williams, Paints. It doesn't matter. They all started out tiny. Salem Broadcasting, they all started out tiny. And in order to grow, you have to have a system of the government basically backing off and allowing people that are inspired to do something other than 9-to-5. And I have nothing against 9-to-5 at all. But not everyone is built for that, and not everyone wants that. So that could be part of the problem also when it comes to these little gaps that they like to talk about and bring forth. Allow opportunity. Allow this to be the land of opportunity once again. Because if you go back to the 1950s, hate to look back so much, but in the 1950s, 42% of black Americans owned businesses of varying sizes. They weren't all little tiny things. Some of them were substantial. And this is a time when there was Jim Crow, Jane Crow, whatever, because they took responsibility, personal responsibility. And this is something that we need to encourage. And we cannot always just focus in on numbers and use that as another reason to get out in the streets and want to burn down buildings and eliminate. And another thing, speaking of that, wait a minute. With all the burning of inner city businesses, is it any wonder why the black unemployment rate is greater and has widened? And in white areas, it is shrinking faster, the unemployment rate, because guess what? Fewer businesses were toasted in white areas. But Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which publicly like to say, well, we're fighting for blacks. Well, then they're not. They are part of the problem. They are part of the reason why there are fewer economic opportunities right now. Because I can guarantee you, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, where those businesses were burned away, in majority black neighborhoods, but there were lots of businesses there. They're not there to rehire those black individuals. Hundreds of jobs were lost, maybe thousands in that metropolitan area alone. Actually, it was thousands of jobs because it was 1,500 businesses that were toasted, that were destroyed. And when you consider that many of them hired hundreds and hundreds of people, so it is thousands of jobs in the black community, because Minneapolis was a pretty prosperous city, even in the urban core, because, it, you know, you had lots of businesses in the inner city, Ace Hardware, car dealerships, you name it. They were there. CVS, all gone. So we cannot continue to point fingers and blame the administration or the white man and all this kind of stuff. A lot of times it's self-inflicted, or they allow others to come into their neighborhoods and destroy it. Anyway, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards. And again, you can join us on the Ron Edwards American Experience hotline at 985-218-0185. I'm Ron Edwards.
When one refers to the lifeblood of America, I'm sure they would agree it includes the U.S. trucking industry. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when it comes to what you and I wear, eat, or use, it is most likely transported by one of the many legions of dedicated truck drivers crisscrossing our beloved republic. Starting in 1910, the development of a number of technologies gave rise to the modern trucking industry. By 1914, there were almost 100,000 trucks on American roads. In 1954, President Dwight Eisenhower laid the groundwork for the construction of the interstate highway system, which includes ribbons of roadway that enable America's dedicated army of truckers to deliver everything we the people utilize for our daily lives. The truckers, in my opinion, and often been overlooked and even maligned by irate highway motorists who berate the truckers for supposedly causing traffic slowdowns. Today, over 27 million trucks traverse our highways, hauling over 70% of the total volume of freight. Because of the 24/7 trucking industry, our economy will recover more quickly and our way of life be more secure. So when you pass a trucker on the highway, give him a thumbs up and tell him Ron Edwards said hello. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Late Nighters, make sure you like and follow WCET Radio and all our shows on social media. Just click the channel you want at the top and bottom of our homepage. Then be sure to share with a friend and ask that friend to do the same. And you become the resistance.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Continuing to walk toward the light of truth, leading the way as we repair and restore the American dream. You are listening to Ron Edwards, and this is the Ron Edwards American Experience. America the Beautiful is the greatest nation in the history of the world. And we, the people, have an obligation to continue to fight and to make sure that that dream does not turn completely into a nightmare that is being pushed on us and foisted upon us by rhinos and Democrats who are working to overthrow this great president. My friends, it is our obligation. It is our obligation. It is our duty, my friends, to make sure that this country does not become one nation under. It should remain one nation under God. And the obligation comes because there are those who are coming behind us. Their children, their grandchildren, and future generations beyond that. Now, I understand there are certain people out there who think that we're towards the end times and, you know, they're sitting on their Samsonites. They're sitting on their Samsonites waiting to fly away. Yep. But guess what? We were instructed to occupy till he comes. And to occupy doesn't mean just filling up space. It means completely operating. It means being an influence. It's one thing to sit around and complain about the media, complain about the education system, complain about politics, complain about everything, the economy, everything. You know what? But here we go. So here's the thing. We don't have an excuse. When we see things that are happening bad in our republic, we don't have an excuse. We can be infuriated by them. We can be saddened by them. Or we can be both. But we don't have an excuse. Because this nation was founded by great people. This nation was founded by Christians who had their brains in gear, who read the same word that you read today. It said to occupy until he comes. We're to use our intelligence. We are to increase our intelligence through his wisdom. We are to seek what is right. We're not to put up with the socialist pigs who want to just devour this wonderful land of ours. We're not supposed to allow ourselves to be bullied. Like a Michigan teacher at a private elementary school claims that he was fired after repeatedly voicing his concern about a lack of masks being worn in the school despite the ongoing Corona China virus epidemic. Now, in this case, he was expressing his opinion. And I don't agree that he should have been fired, even though I disagree with his opinion about the masks. But they blew him out. Nathan Smith told Michigan Public Radio that he made repeated warnings to the academy headmaster that the school's plans to make mask wearing voluntary created an unsafe environment for students. Well, that's the way it should be. It should be voluntary. But they shouldn't have fired him for that. They should have told him to do his darn job, and if he didn't want to do the job, then he should have been allowed to quit. Opinions, we all have them, and we should be all allowed to express our opinions. Okay? Now, on the other hand, you have, let's see here. The Russians, they claim they have a Corona China virus that is safe and it boosts our immunity. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a fan at all of vaccines. I'm really not. At one time, I think vaccines were good when it came to polio and things of that nature. And even back during the early days, the mumps and the measles and chickenpox, because vaccines during that time were not so harmful. They only had maybe four ingredients in them at the most. You know how many ingredients the average vaccine has today? 25, sometimes even more. And also, the vaccines, like some of the ones that are coming, they're coming up with for the Corona China virus, has pig elements. Has things that have nothing to do with healing. Pigs do not make, there's nothing in a pig that is good for you. I'm sorry, there's nothing. Lard is not good for you. Pig meat is not good for you. So why would you use something that is bad for you, or even a pig brain? Why would you use that in vaccines to supposedly make people stronger against an illness? See, the bull capital S with a hit does not add up. It doesn't. And so, my friends, we have to really stay on top of these issues. It's not that everything is just going to hell in a handbasket because it has to. It is because we're not being wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove and standing up for what is right across the board. And I understand that the left, They're coming at us from so many directions. So many directions. That is why we have to specialize. Some of us are in media. Some of us are in other areas. Some of us are in medicine, politics, the whole nine yards. We go where we have leanings toward. We go towards our own metron, and we do the best that we can do. We infiltrate. That's what the left did. They invaded everything. Did you know that people on the left did not create very much at all in this world? Whether it was the education, the original education system, which was based upon the Bible, go back and read the history of Daniel Webster. You'll know that what I'm telling you is the truth. Many of the original department stores were founded by Christians. JCPenney's, Kmart, the old Kmart system, Lord and Taylor. The reason why it was Lord and Taylor is because the man's name, the founder, his last name was Taylor, but he said Lord. He put Lord before him and made the Lord his head and partner in that venture. Unfortunately, Lord and Taylor today is going out of business. Completely kaput. Gone. One of the great department stores of all time. Gone. The death of that enterprise was hastened, of course, by regulations and, of course, the Corona China virus. Unbelievable. And I still haven't heard anything. You know, they talk about, they like to talk about racism, racist, racist all the time. Why don't they talk about all those hooligans that were breaking into the Macy's in downtown Minneapolis recently? You know, a lot of the problems that people are experiencing today are brought about by their own actions. They want to blame Whitey for this, Whitey for that, the system. Well, if you raided Macy's in Minneapolis and they decide to close, and trust me, they hired a lot of black people at that particular store in downtown Minneapolis. Those jobs are gone. And it goes on and on and on. And see, here's something I'm going to tell you. A lot of the people that you see running around talking about lack of opportunity, this, that, and the other, that is not their real goal. They only use that because people are too ignorant to see beyond the veneer of their so-called concern about a lack of opportunity and so-called racism. Their goal is to literally destroy this country and bring everyone down to the level of an animal. Or, okay, the level of the average person in Venezuela, which is basically the level of an animal now. These people have to literally hunt for rat meat in Venezuela. That's not an exaggeration. They don't know where their next drink of fresh water is coming from in Venezuela. This is what they want to do to the United States, to guarantee that the United States would not be able to fulfill her purpose as a symbol of liberty and God's truth and God's light in the world. See, there's a lot of deviancy beyond what you see on the surface in this battle over so-called racism, which does exist. Trust me, I know it does. But in the grand scheme of things, it is a minor issue, my friends. It is minor. Because who cares? To be honest with you, I remember they used to say that Ronald Reagan was a racist. They say, well, how can you, a young black guy, like Ronald Reagan? He's a racist. And you know what I would say? I don't care. Because, I did meet him twice. But it wasn't enough to know whether he was or not. I didn't care. What I cared about is that the taxes were lower, and as a young guy coming into his own, the business atmosphere was great, money was good, life was good during that decade. For anyone growing up and coming into their own during that decade, it was beautiful. But the leftists were saying, hey, we're going to take it back. Because they wanted to get America back on the road of destruction that they had or locked in during the 1970s, during the era of decline under Jimmy Carter. And so this is what the struggle is about here. Here you have America on the upswing again. So the left thought that we would be brought down with the Corona China virus. But we're going to recover. We're going to come out of this smoking. Watch. Keep living. You will see it. Yes. Will it be tough? Will we have a fight? Yes. But we're going to win the fight. And we're going to win over this upcoming break right now on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Hello, America. This is Tim Tapp with the Tap into the Truth Voter Apathy Project. Do you believe that Joe Biden is a friend of black Americans? Do you believe that BLM, the organization, actually cares about black Americans? Do you think that a Marxist revolution would be good for black communities in this country? Then congratulations. You've got what it takes to be part of the Voter Apathy Project. You've already demonstrated that you have paid zero attention to the 36 years Joe Biden spent as a United States Senator, plus the 8 years he spent as Vice President of the United States. You've proven that you've not been paying attention to black Americans being killed at a record pace during recent riots and violence in great American cities, plus the usual stuff in Chicago. You've also not been listening as original Black Lives Matter organizers have been leaving the organization publicly, announcing that the movement has been hijacked. And you've also not been paying attention in history class when the conversation of Marxist communism, Marxist socialism has been taught. Because if you had, you would know that not only have more people been killed in the name of Marxism than any other political movement in history, but that it is indeed openly racist, specifically directed at black people. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you said yes to any of those questions, maybe you should go back to 8th grade history class. This has been Tim Tapp reminding you that if you don't care enough to tap into the truth, maybe you should just stay home on election day.
Hey, it's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to Ron Edwards.
Absolutely. Thank you, Captain, and you are listening to the Royalty of Radio. I am your host, Ron Edwards, and again, I thank you for joining me this day on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience, the celebration of our great republic while we overcome the issues that imperil our nation sometimes, but we shall overcome. Speaking of overcoming, good news today. You know, President Trump he's an amazing guy. Despite all of the attacks, he continues like the ever-ready bunny, getting things done. Another agreement on the horizon. Serbia and Kosovo have agreed to normalize economic ties as U.S. President Donald Trump hailing what he called a major breakthrough that would help the two Balkan countries prosper after decades of war and failed negotiations. Both countries, part of the former Yugoslavia, agreed to freeze talks about normalizing political ties for a year to allow the economic agreement to take root. Trump spoke at the Oval Office as the leaders of both countries signed that agreement. Said Serbia had also committed to moving its embassy to Jerusalem. And Kosovo and Israel had agreed to normalize ties and establish diplomatic relations. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić told reporters there were still many differences between Serbia and its former province, which declared independence in 2008, but said that the agreement marked a huge step forward. And that is wonderful. The Kosovo Prime Minister Advodula Hotis also welcomed the agreement and said it should lead to mutual reconciliation between the two countries. The key issue dividing the two neighbors has been economic normalization. And as the economic situation improves between the two countries, that should lead to a getting along. The two leaders and a host of policy advisors were there on hand in the Oval Office as this agreement was signed. By focusing on job creation and economic growth, the two countries were able to reach a major breakthrough. I mean, see, This is what happens when you are about the business of doing a good and a credible job. Here's some other good news. The Texas Medical Board dismissed the complaints against Dr. Stella Emanuel, who was threatened with the loss of her medical license for simply pointing out the good properties of hydroxychloroquine and zinc as a proven treatment against the Corona China virus. Her detractors in the medical field tried in vain to prove that Dr. Stella Emanuel violated the Medical Practice Act simply because she pointed out the horrible results of not further utilizing hydroxychloroquine in the fight against the Corona China virus. Strike up another one for our side. And in the case of they can dish it out, but they can't take it, the Chinese embassy in the United States has complained and urged Washington to reconsider its latest restrictions on Chinese diplomats. In a statement this week, Chinese officials said that they firmly oppose the decision. They claimed the move is unjustified and goes against the rules of diplomacy. Their remarks came shortly after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced senior Chinese officials in the United States must get approval before meeting with local government officials. Heck yeah, because there's so many local government officials in this country who are concubines of China. People like, Governor Newsom. Does that ring a bell? Does that ding-a-ling a little bell, huh? How about Nasty Pelosi? And many others, too. I wouldn't be surprised if Mayor de Blablabla of New York City, or Cuomo, and others. How about Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C.? Bow, wow, Bowser! All these people, Chinese concubines, but they hate the United States. Pompeo explained that China has been imposing similar requirements on American officials for years. See, they can dish it out, but they can't take it. Yeah, you're through, China, you're through. It's all over. Watch as history unfolds and the Trump administration is reinstated after the upcoming election. I tell you, my friends, it's going to happen. As surely as you are listening to me, yes, thrilled to listen to me once again. I thank you so much for joining me. It's a thrill because I get the opportunity to talk with you every time on the Ron Edwards American Experience. I don't take it for granted. I take it as a privilege and an honor to speak to my fellow Americans because you, America is great because you are great. Remember that. Remember to pray for your country, pray for your family, pray for yourself, pray for our president. I will see you on the next edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. I am Ron Edwards.